Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. There is another suspect out there. Sources tell 1010 Winds police are looking for another suspect in Friday's subway attacks. Five people were slashed, assaulted, and robbed in less than an hour. Three teenagers are charged, 19-year-old Taquarius Soto Burgess of Brooklyn, 18-year-old Joseph Foster of the Bronx, and an unnamed 16-year-old, all facing a variety of robbery, assault, and weapons charges. But there is no word on a fourth person arrested yesterday, and police have since released video of another suspect and asked for help finding them. One of the victims tells Channel 7 it was a terrifying incident, but it won't keep him off the trains.
I have a scar on my face, but it's not going to take over my life. They didn't put no fear in my heart.
And more details are coming out on the attacks.
The four men allegedly preyed on four train riders, slashing four victims and punching a fifth. Police Commissioner Shea says they have responded to calls for more police on the subways.
Yesterday, we put over 600 extra combination of police officers deployed. Overtime police officers deployed, auxiliary officers deployed.
Adding to police frustration, Chief Wilcox says one of the suspects had been arrested for a similar crime in January, but released without bail. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The president of the Transit Workers Union, Tony Yutano, had some sharp words from Mayor de Blasio.
One thing that I'd like to say to him, and this is coming from me and TW and my members, why don't you just resign? Why don't you just give up your job? You don't care, obviously. You got six more months to go, right? And you don't care. So give it to somebody who cares and is going to do the right thing.
Police have released a video of that fifth suspect, which will be up soon at 1010winds.com. They urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. When do we get to hang up the masks? Well, still plenty of questions after the CDC said fully vaccinated people could stop wearing them indoors. NASA exec Laura Kern called on Governor Cuomo to follow the new CDC guidance, but the gov says he hasn't made a decision yet about whether to do that. New Jersey's Governor Murphy says it's not time.
Folks are getting vaccinated and folks are doing the right thing. And so as far as we can tell, and as much as we want to get there, and we will get there as it relates to indoor masking, it's only a matter of time. If you're in a business or a public setting, we're not there yet.
Murphy spoke outside a vaccination event in East Orange. Nationwide, there's still plenty of questions. The White House says within a few days, federal property will lift most requirements. Major stores in some parts of the country already have. Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, among those loosening up. But in New York and New Jersey, stores still require masks. And CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says people should give up masks in their own good time. Some folks are worried, including this Arkansas mother who has an immunocompromised son.
We're nowhere near herd immunity. And there's going to be so many people who are going to take advantage of the fact of not having to wear a mask in public and within certain places and confines that more people are going to start getting sick.
Former President Trump, meanwhile, issued a statement taking credit for the lifting of mask mandates and for the vaccine. A nasty vandalism incident at a church in Bensonhurst. It happened early Friday at St. Athanasius Church at Bay Parkway and 61st Street. Father Edwin Ortiz told 1010 Winds.
Our custodian, as he was making his rounds, discovered that he saw the ashes of the flag on the ground. So we were pretty devastated, obviously with the damage to the cross, but then devastated as well to the burning of the American flag in front of our office.
Police are still looking for suspects in that incident. A man who was just talking on his phone was punched in a random attack in a Brooklyn subway station. Police have released surveillance video of this incident this month, and they want your help finding the suspect. 42-year-old man just minding his own business at the top of a staircase at the Atlantic Avenue Barclays Center station around 12:30 on May 5th. Guy came up behind him and slugged him. The victim dropped his phone, tried to get away. Suspect kept coming at him. Victim kept fighting his way down the stairs, throwing punches as he tried to fend off the guy. Eventually, the suspect left and the victim had cuts to the face. Police have released video. They are urging anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. This is one store closing that's actually good news. City's first coronavirus supply store shutting down. CV19 Essentials opened near Herald Square in September, billing itself as the first business in the city specializing in virus safety. It was stocked with masks, phone sanitizers, plexiglass dividers, UV lights, and more. It was started by Tony Park, who owns a Korean barbecue restaurant and the Angelina Bakery nearby. It was good timing. He was able to keep people supplied with what they needed during the winter surge. He's now closed the store, plans to add a new location to the bakery instead.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.